Well, college students home for the summer are beginning their treks back to schools away, maybe meeting a new roommate, and hopefully, well, they're saying goodbye to summer experiences and internships that hopefully will provide discernment for them and a leg up in a future career. Well, here at Mater Dei Radio, we were excited to be able to share our summer with a college student. Bernadette Curl joined our crew for the summer. She's been a great experience to have her here, even heard some of her work right here at Mater Dei Radio. She's joining me today, well, because we have just about a week with Bernadette before she has to head back to school. Good morning, Bernadette. Thanks so much for talking with me today.
Good morning, Brenda. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your upbringing, because we learn so much in our families. It's the domestic church for sure. You grew up, you are the oldest, kind of a large family. Tell us a little bit about where you grew up and your family.
Yes. So I grew up right outside of Hillsboro on kind of a little farm. We have chickens, some ponies, and I am the oldest of six kids. Ranging from age 19, my age, all the way down to 7 right now. And we were all homeschooled through an online Catholic program. And I've loved my life so far. I'm very blessed to have amazing parents. I've loved all the time I've been able to spend with my siblings, just getting to know them, being at home all the time with them.
Bernadette, but did you feel like you were missing out on friendship groups or life experiences because you were homeschooled versus the traditional school that many children go to?
For me, not at all. I know it'll be different from person to person, but my family was still very active in our church parish. So we went to youth groups and we'd go to like the religious education classes they'd have. We also had a lot of clubs and activities we did. So like I did horseback riding and ballet. So I had a lot of other opportunities to make friends and have interaction with others. So I really loved it.
Bernadette, being that you grew up and lived in Hillsboro, you told me ahead of time that your home parish is St. Matthew's. Do you feel that your Catholic faith and that homeschool support that you got really kind of grounded you so that way now as you are entering your second year into college that you feel that you're kind of sure of yourself and especially about your faith if, you know, questions are brought to you about it?
Oh, yes, definitely. The combination of being so active in our home parish and also learning about the Catholic faith, using an online Catholic program, and just having parents who are also very strong in the faith as well, definitely gave me a good foundation in college. And I've had a lot of fun, actually. Many of my friends are Protestants since I go to George Fox University. So it's been a great experience to introduce them to the Catholic faith when they didn't really know about it before.
Well, if you are just tuning in, I'm talking with Bernadette Curl. Bernadette has been a summer intern right here at Mater Dei Radio. We've got just a short time with her, and she'll be going back to school for her fall term. You came to Mater Dei Radio, really kind of, you put yourself out there. Like, I want to get some experiences during these college years. How important is it, do you feel, for college students while they're in school to kind of seek out different experiences, job opportunities to help them kind of hone your skill and then kind of maybe help you discern your future career?
Oh, I think it's very important to take internships, job shadow, develop and discover your interests, especially if you're not so sure what you're going to do after college or you're not so sure about your major yet. So I think it's very important to develop your interests well in college, especially if you're not so sure about what you want to do yet. A lot of times you really gotta go out there. You have to interact with others. You have to speak with others. You have to try different experiences. Like I didn't really know if I'd be interested in radio or not, or broadcasting, or like producing at a radio station. But after being here, it's definitely something I'd look further into, maybe pursue later on.
Well, we definitely like to hear that. We've had such a great time just having you here just only once a week. But boy, it's just great to be able to kind of pass on and share what it is that we do here at the radio station. While you were here, was there anything that you were surprised to see how things worked at a radio station, a Catholic radio station at that?
Yes, I'd say just everything that goes into the editing process, especially for like the pre-recorded broadcasts. I didn't realize how detailed it was, how much editing actually goes into these different broadcasts. I had the opportunity to be able to edit some different prayers and chaplets and novenas that had been pre-recorded. And I found I actually really loved the process. I love like finding the minute details and fixing little problems. And so I found I really loved the editing process.
Well, if you have downloaded the Hail Mary Media app, we just got through promoting the Maximilian Kolbe Novena. That was something that you found on the app. Well, that was completely produced by our intern, Bernadette. It is a fun process, yes, to be able to do that. I think that a great part of things like this, too, is that sense of completion. Mm-hmm. Like, it seems daunting at the beginning, but to be able to work through it, to have leadership like our producer and Sarah, who helps with the app to help you work through those things, it's important to find mentors in these different areas. Kind of tell with our listeners why you find that valuable to find, you know, people who are actually working in their field and that can be real guides for young people.
Well, it's valuable, I think, just because they have the experience and obviously and the time spent in their certain field. So they can tell you maybe the different pitfalls, the things they don't like about it, but also the things they love about it. There are a lot of aspects you may have not thought about before, maybe would draw you closer to this field or draw you away from it maybe. So I think it's important to get that experience and not just to jump into a job thinking you'd love it and then you find out you actually don't like it. And if you had sought out that mentorship beforehand, if you had sought out that advice beforehand, you would have known that you didn't like it. But I find it's important, very important.
Oh, for sure. Now, Bernadette, you've got just this week here at Mater Dei Radio, and then you are back to George Fox University. So what are you studying there, and what do you kind of hope your future might hold? Could it be in broadcasting or Catholic ministry?
Definitely. I am very interested in Catholic ministry. I'm currently studying philosophy and theology at George Fox University. And it would be an amazing blessing to be able to work in a Catholic ministry, a place like Mater Dei. I'm also interested in possibly joining the military, teaching. So I have a lot of different options. I'm going to figure it out these next 3 years, take internships, job shadows, see what really speaks to me.
It is a discernment process. We talk about discerning our vocation. That is who we are meant to be. We talk often, too, about the saints that kind of walk with us. And they can sometimes feel like these ancient people who went through a totally different time in life. And yet, if we read about their stories, we kind of get the idea like, yeah, they actually do understand what we are going through. For you, Bernadette, is there a saint, maybe your confirmation saint, that you just kind of felt like, yeah, this is the saint that walks with me every day?
There is, and it actually is my confirmation saint, Saint Augustine of Hippo. I had always felt a connection to him ever since I had read about him in probably fifth grade. I didn't know much about him. I'd only read that one little story, but I just instantly felt this connection. So I would pray for him to intercede for me. And the more I learned about him, the more I loved him. Especially his struggle just to remain holy and to remain pure. That's something that many of us struggle with this day and age. But his devotion to the truth as well is something. And finding what is true, not wanting to live in a lie. Part of the George Fox Honors Program this year, we read Augustine's Confessions. And just reading through his discernment process and his want of the truth and how he finally sought it. I mean, how he finally found it. That was just so inspiring to me. And it really taught me to seek the truth no matter what, even if it's inconvenient, even if I don't like it, even if it's hard.
Yeah.
I really relate to St. Augustine's journey.
Oh, well, I think that is wonderful. I think that's very bold for a young woman to choose a male saint to be their confirmation saint. But, you know, so often I've even told my own children when they were choosing their saints, it's not you that choose the saint, but it is the saint that will choose you.
Yes, definitely.
And definitely your case. Well, Bernadette, it's just been great talking with you. It's been just fun having you here at the radio station every week and let us kind of share a little bit with you about what we do here at Mater Dei Radio. We wish you all of the best. Have a wonderful fall school year.
Thank you, Brenda.
Now, if you do want to hear some of Bernadette's work, definitely download the Hail Mary Media app, and under prayers you will be able to find the Maximilian Kolbe prayer. You can find that and more information about the app. Just follow the link on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.